Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Bad Boy Blasingame, that's what they call me. Thanks for being part of my day. We're about to have a really great visit with one of my favorite people on the planet, Dr. Bill Duckerberg. Dr. William Duckerberg, former head of the entire School of Business at Temple University, former economics professor there when he was shuffling off of his responsibilities over there, now retired from Temple and still the chief economist for the NFIB, and he's been a member of our Brain Trust now for coming up on 15 years. And every month he produces for more than 40, coming up on, I guess, the 42nd year now, he's been producing the NFIB Index of Small Business Optimism. And we're the happy beneficiaries for the last 15 years, and we're so grateful to him. Bill Duckerberg, welcome back.
Thank you, sir.
It's good to have
Always
you.
A pleasure.
It's good to have you back, Bill. Thank you so much for your generosity of time and information. We've been getting a lot of we've been on kind of a roller coaster with the economy over the last year, haven't we?
Well, it's been in terms of real output. I mean, we had a great second quarter and a third quarter last year, where growth was about 5%, just a little shy of 5%, which is we just haven't seen anything like that.
But what happened before that? Look what happened before that.
Before that was a negative number.
Negative two.
Exactly right, a negative two. And then we dropped all the way back to just a shade over two.
For the fourth quarter.
And,
this is schizophrenic. That's schizophrenic, Bill.
It is.
What do you think is causing all that?
We had a surge in government spending. I think part of that due to our re-involvement in military actions. And we had a really substantial pickup in private capital spending in the second and third quarters. I mean, we were buying lots of equipment and building lots of stuff and building lots of inventory. But apparently the consumer didn't take it all down.
You think people were buying for the fourth quarter in the second third quarter in anticipation of a good fourth?
Well, that certainly would have contributed to it. And actually, consumer spending was the only good news in the fourth quarter number. The overall GDP growth was 2.2%. The consumer is 70% of that, and their spending grew over 4%. So
yeah.
Everybody else sagged, including the private investment and the inventory investment and all that kind of stuff. So now it looks like we're on a track to do about that 2.5 in the first quarter or something along those lines.
Yeah.
So we still aren't doing that 3% growth, which we used to think was our potential. We said, output grew 3% a year. Potential output grew 3% a year, which was 1% due to population growth, more people to make stuff.
Right.
And the other 2% was basically productivity growth. The existing people made more stuff. So that was a 3% growth target. And if you could grow spending at 3%, you stayed at full employment. But, of course, we haven't done that.
Well, you made a comment in your commentary that you said the small business sector typically does half the GDP and employs half the people. But you said that sector has not been pulling its historic weight. But Bill, I think you're right. But I lay that at the feet of major corporations who are not turning loose of money, who have not been turning loose of money to let contracts to small businesses that when they in the past would have invested in the economy to get an ROI. They would have, one of the things they would have done to do some of their work was to contract with small businesses to send in for them, and they haven't been doing that for about the last 6 years. That's where I lay that deficiency. What do you think?
Well, that's certainly a big part of it. Lots of small businesses are in the supply chain of the big businesses,
yep.
And the big businesses have, instead of investing in the economy by investing in real growth and expansion, they've all been buying back their shares in this record high stock market. And that's what they've done with their money. And that, of course, doesn't create any GDP. It just makes you think your share of Caterpillar is worth more than it probably really is when we finally stop the buybacks and figure out how much they're really going to be able to make. So, yeah, it's been slow. The real investment has not been strong, and that's one of the reasons GDP growth hasn't been strong.
Right, right. Bill, hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break, folks. Come right back with Dr. Bill Duckelberg. We're going to talk about some of the specifics. What's the hiring looking like for small business? What's sales looking like? What are they doing about capital spending, that kind of thing? And you'll see yourself in these reports after these messages. 20 Tell, I'm Jim Blassingame. Right back with Bill Duckelberg.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.